tried to smother her. She died upon exposure to air.
They both fired. At the very same time, a bolt of lightning shattered the gloomy sky into a thousand jagged pieces. The synchronicity was unintended, but impressive.
When the hexes weren't operating independently,
she went on,
they obeyed Cynthia, not the amnioid, because we possessed identical genetic codes. They also obeyed me. It was easy to make them turn on Darth Kratos.
And of course, that was necessary. You couldn't have killed him on your own.
No.
It burned her to admit it, but that was the truth. And this seemed like a moment when only the truth would suffice. Darth Howell's game was utterly unlike any Darth Kratos would have played. She was learning the rules as she went along.
The omission of the clone from your report,
he said,
was premeditated, deliberate, and dangerous. The Dark Council disapproves of anything that smacks of disloyalty, or of emotional attachment to anything other than the Council itself.
I felt no kinship with the clone, my lord,
she said.
None at all.
She struggled to find words for the emotions that still stirred her when she thought of the pathetic creature in the tank.
Lima Zandrick refused to let her daughter go, so she created a new one, whom she imprisoned. She refused to be controlled, yet she herself was possessive and controlling. What imprisonment might she have fashioned for me had I not been rescued from her by Darth Kratos? Was that why my memories of her had been so easy to suppress? The only thing stirred up in the entire affair was a recollection of her screaming. I think, in short,
she concluded,
that I had a lucky escape, and the clone too in the end.
Did you order the hexes to commit suicide?
That I didn't do, she said. But I probably could have ordered them not to.
He nodded.
It was the amnioid, then.
This time, yes. Lima Zandrit lost her daughter twice. There was nothing else to live for. Not even revenge.
So instead of becoming their master, you let them die.
Darth Howell lowered his rifle and fixed her with an obsidian stare.
Some might find it puzzling that you did not use the hexes to fulfill your vendetta against Dow Striver and then go on to conquer the galaxy.
Yes, I could have been Emperor,
she thought, then said.
The thought did occur to me, but the Mandalorian had already escaped by then, and I remain loyal to the Dark Council.
Some might say that your exposure to the Grand Master of the Jedi addled your thoughts. Some might use this as an argument to never trust you again.
I don't care what people say.
You only need to worry about what the Dark Council decides to do about you.
I met with them yesterday. They... You said...
Many things are said, Axe, and many things are done. They are not always the same.
She knew it.
So, are you going to have me killed?
He laughed at her and raised the rifle. Another shot, another scream of pain.
That depends entirely on how you spin it,
he said.
Were the fugitives punished?
The fate of her